Championship Rugby on Radio Yorkshire.
O'Brien tries the short side with Addy. Addy gets it wide to Walker. Walker out for the corner and they're in. Etuwui Saleh's in. First time Bradford have had the ball down that left-hand side. Danny Addy to Walker. It was 3-on-2. Good use of the football. And Etuwui Saleh gets in at the corner. And with a couple gone, the Bulls lead by 4-0.
Yeah, it's excellent ball movement from the Bulls, and I'm sure you're going to see plenty more of this. They're not going to take the ball down the middle. They're going to use the ball, use that pace, and use that strength out wide. But one thing for sure, what Doncaster can do this afternoon is make sure they turn the ball over deeply on the halfway line, because if you keep inviting the Bulls back into your own half, into your own 22, there's only one thing that's going to happen, and you will concede points.
And a lot of points at this rate. If that was too easy for Bradford,
too easy, far too easy, Matt.
Keswick at dummy half, they'll come to the right with Jansen Taggart, goes short. Now they've made a break with Steve Snitch. Snitch needs support, has Peter Fox in the corner. Peter Fox for the corner will score, and Doncaster have hit straight back here. Steve Snitch with a break, it was Jordan Abdul with a pass. Snitch straight through the Bradford defence, and the wily old Peter Fox is in at the corner. Five gone here at the Keep Mark. We're all square. It's Doncaster 4, Bradford 4.
When you give a quality winger like Peter Fox half a chance of scoring a try, will do. But as I mentioned there, Matt, Bradford, quite simply in that set of six, didn't show Doncaster any respect whatsoever. They just felt as though they could move the ball in the last tackle. They coughed the ball up 60 yards from their own try line. And Doncaster, with a good set of conservative six, half a break from the back row of Steve Snitch. He had the pace. Fox supported him. And as I say, Foxy, with a quality winger what he is, give him half a chance from 10, 15 yards out, he will put points on the board. Great return here from Doncaster.
Bradford on the attack, two away from the line. Play the ball's pretty slow as O'Brien at dummy half. Gaskell down the short side. Gaskell with a dummy, and Gaskell will score. And Bradford have got their second try of the afternoon. It was easy when it came. Repeat set for the Bulls, it's all they need. Gaskell with the huge dummy had Bale on his outside and reaches out to touchdown. And with 9 minutes gone here, the Bulls lead by 8-4.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Matt, a repeat set again. It's just a mistake from Doncaster, and the pressure what the Bulls will put on with the class of the players they have got. And Gaskell, he just came down on this blind side, only about 10 yards to work with, but unfortunately, the Doncaster defence took the oldest trick in the book, took the dummy. And I say Gaskell, the quality player, well, it's 5 yards out. Ain't going to make no mistake with scoring the tries. And the Bulls just back on top.
No, O'Brien gets it to Clough, and Paul Clough gets the offload out the back to O'Brien. Here's Gaskell, chance for some second phase. Lee Gaskell straight through. And it's 2 in a minute for Lee Gaskell. Great offload from Paul Clough. Adam O'Brien there to collect, gets it to Gaskell. Had loads of numbers on his outside. Drops the shoulder instead, gets over the line. We've had 13 minutes here at the Keep Mark, and the Bulls now lead by 14-4.
Yeah, again, it's just a mistake, and the penalty was given from Doncaster, and you keep inviting the Bulls back 35 yards out on the second tackle. Paul Clough, well, he is quality, as we all know how good a player he was at St. Helens Super League level. And I say Gaskell took the offload, nice little show and go. And I say 15, 20 yards out, wasn't going to stop the quality of Lee Gaskell, but excellent player from Paul Clough.
Keswick at dummy half, goes across the face, oh, it's opened up and they're in. Mitch Clark has scored for the Dons, and they're straight back in it. Very, very similar try to the one Ashton Sims got on Friday night. Kyle Keswick gets into dummy half, puts a face ball across the Bradford line, and with 19 minutes gone here at the Keep Mark, Doncaster back in it. It's the Dons 8, Bradford 16.
I say, Matt, don't be rubbing it in without wanting to win on Friday night against the Rhinos. You're a Wolves, I'm a Rhinos fan. You can gloat a little bit at the moment, but yeah, excellent play from Doncaster. Just the bit of pressure what they needed. Repeat set after that penalty. Good vision, good direction. And as I say, Mitch Clark, hard and straight, and you wasn't going to stop him from that sort of distance.
Addy to Gaskell, he's surely going to score here with Ferguson! And Bradford are in, first play on the back of the penalty. All too easy for the Bradford Bulls. 25 minutes on the clock here at the Keep Mark Stadium. And it's a try for Dale Ferguson, and the Bulls now lead by 20-10.
As you just said there, Matt, yeah, it's all too easy. You just feel as though at times if the Bradford Bulls, if they keep that tap turned on, then yeah, this will be a try fest for themselves. But they just seem at times to lose a bit of concentration, let Doncaster back into the game with a little bit of discipline. But again, it's just showing the quality of this Bulls team. Again, that main man in Lee Gaskell, excellent little ball to Ferguson, and you don't stop him from that sort of distance.
The play the ball's quick, or Brian Scooch from dummy half gets it to Ferguson. Ferguson up against Reynolds, got it away from Reynolds, goes for the second effort. Oh, power from Dale Ferguson, and it's a second try for Ferguson, and that was just sheer brute strength and some pretty poor tackling attempts from Ben Reynolds. And Dale Ferguson gets a second try for the Bulls. 32 minutes on the clock here at the Keepmore, and the Bulls lead by 26 points to 10.
Well, you mentioned there for Ferguson that it was brute strength, Manny, but I'll tell you what, it's absolutely dire defence from the Doncaster defenders. Two or three of them there, all having two or three goals, but Ferguson wasn't having any of it. If any of the Doncaster players had decided to go around the legs, they would have stopped that try, but none of them bothered to do. And Ferguson said, well, I'll take the four-pointer. And I say, shocking defence from Doncaster, but Ferguson will say, thank you very much, I'll take the 4 points. Shocking defence, wasn't it?
Out to the right and right.
Forward. Shaw.
Oh, that was a mile forward.
Forward.
A mile forward. Here's a chance for Adam Henry. Henry for the line has reached out and scored.
A mile forward.
And Bradford have got a sixth try of the first half. It's Adam Henry who crosses for the Bulls. Absolutely shocking call from the referee. It had been a free play in a scrum to Bradford anyway, but Doncaster not getting any luck here. 36 minutes gone at the Keepmore, and the Bulls now lead by 32 points to 10.
Well, no, they're not getting any luck, but, oh, Matt, come on, please, officials, touch judges, referee, you know, surely everybody could see a dead set forward pass, but hey, you've got to play to the whistle. That's exactly what the Bulls winger did in Adam Henry. Showed some pace, nice step off the right leg to get round the fullback, but, yeah, call it what you want, maybe a lucky try. You play to the whistle.
Here's the big man Grote. We'll get rid of it. Oh, this walk-through. Walk-through, and it's going to be a try for Steve Snitch. And that is absolutely as easy as you get it. Steve Snitch with a third try this afternoon. Lovely little offload from Matt Grote. The Bradford defence has just stopped, and he's strolled in for the try. And it's Doncaster 14, Bradford 32.
Well, again, it's showing the character and the spirit what this Doncaster team has got. And what an excellent player from the big man himself, Matt Grote. He's certainly been the outstanding Doncaster player, not just the best forward, but also to the best player so far for the Dons. But a great ball to Steve Snitz, and the experience and the quality of what he's got. He wasn't going to stop him 20 yards out. But again, the Bulls have turned the tap off and they've conceded the 6 points. James Laws will be fuming. I bet you, Matt, he will be fuming with that response.
So, Ryan Shaw with this last action of this first half here at the Keepmore. He's going to try and pop this penalty over for the Bradford Bulls. It will take the lead to 18 points, which is three scores. As Shaw, with the penalty kick, kicks on its way, and the flags are up here at the Keepmore Stadium. That's half time here on Rugby League Live on Radio Yorkshire. Doncaster trailing by 34 points to 16. Ferguson wraps him up, five inside the Bradford half. Last tackle for the Dons as Nicholas gets it to Abdul, and Abdul high, spiralling bomb. Oh, lovely kick, and Ryan Shaw's dropped it, and it's been picked up by Pascal Dawn, and Doncaster have got the first try of the second half. We've had 3.5 minutes here at the Keepmore in this second half. Doncaster are on the board. It's Pascal Dunn after the mistake from Ryan Shaw. It's Doncaster 20, Bradford 34.
Well, we was on about the kick again, certainly in the first half of Doncaster, and how poor it was, but the two kicks they've put up so far in this half, easily the best. The kick in the last set of six was excellent, but that one, an excellent spiralling kick from Jolin Abdul, but it's a boy, oh boy, Matt. You know, Ryan Shaw, from a point of view, no pressure there whatsoever, full-time professional, and just coughing the ball up, and Dunn first to react. Doncaster, the game hasn't been put to bed yet.
And he can't say the sun's in his eyes because it's actually behind him, isn't it?
There's no excuse for that. It's just quite clearly poor, poor play. And I say, Doncaster, again, the spirit, the showing and the character will delight their coach in Paul Cook. And again, the Bulls have not put this game to bed.
Jansen Turgot at dummy half gets it to Matt Grote. Oh, what
a
fend he's
in!
He scored! Matt Grote's in for the Doncaster. I don't know who's down on the end of that fend, but the big fella's in, and it really is game on here now at the Keepmore. It's Doncaster 26, Bradford 34. It is Vila who's got it, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and I tell you what, he has been the most outstanding player so far this afternoon for both teams, the best player on the park, as Matt Grote, and he only knows one way, and that's hard, that's straight, and that's exactly what he did to get over that trial. It was just sheer endeavour and willingness to get the four-pointer. I'll tell you what, it's game on now, Matt.
What a fend that was by Matt Grote on Vila Halafi. Vila's feeling that.
He has been outstanding since he's been on. What a great start by the Dons and Paul Cook. He'll be delighted with his start. And
Waite comes to the left to O'Brien. O'Brien out the back for Addy. Addy try with a long pass. Here's try time. It's going to be a second for Etuwisale. Doncaster defence have been drawn into that. And Bradford get their first try of the second half. 53 minutes on the clock. It's a second for Etuwisale in at the corner. And Bradford are now 38-26 up here at the keep mark.
Well, it's a pity of a pass from Danny Addy, but won't be for sure what set that up, though. Matt, was the poor kick from Reynolds. And one thing you don't do, you don't just put the crossfield kick in there, and quite simply went to Adam Henry. That's how the field position started up there, and the Bulls played a numbers game. Excellent pass from Danny Addy, and quite simply UCLA, as you mentioned, simple walking, but yeah, Adam Henry, he started it all off from a very, very poor kick.
Halafee will play it to O'Brien. They'll go to the right with Addy. Addy back in on the inside for Paul Clough. Clough for the line has scored. Paul Clough with the power to reach out. And Doncaster have conceded back-to-back tries. Paul Clough it is with it. 56 minutes gone here at the Keepmore. Paul Clough with the strength to get the ball down. And Bradford now lead by 42 points to 26.
Yes, again, though, you've got to say from Doncaster, from opponent, a pretty soft try, wasn't it? On the last tackle, they decided to run it inside ball to Paul Clough, who was, what, 5 or 6 yards away. But there's plenty of numbers for Doncaster to stop that. But unfortunately, they couldn't. Soft defence, soft try. And they say the Bulls in the ascendancy again. Now will they go on and take the game away from Doncaster?
Halafee gets it to Sidlow out of the back for Gaskell. Gaskell for a hat-trick. Lee Gaskell will score his hat-trick for the Bradford Bulls. 61 minutes gone here at the Keepmore, and Lee Gaskell completes a hat-trick for the Bradford Bulls. They've just turned it up that little half a yard, haven't they? And Doncaster are struggling to cope. And Gaskell this time drops the shoulder, gets through the gap. He was stopped but managed to get up and plonks the ball over the line. And the Bradford Bulls now lead by 48 points to 26.
Yes, the best player certainly in the Bulls team as well in Gaskell. But yeah, as you mentioned, they've just turned it on. Turned it up a little bit now, as I mentioned, the power and the pace and the class of the Bulls just taken here. And I just hope, you know, from the point of view, the scoreline doesn't get a little bit too embarrassing now for Doncaster, because quite clearly this is their best performance of the season.
They'll go from the left to Keswick to Reynolds. Reynolds to Abdul. Abdul gets it to Scott. Here's out for this corner. Pascal Dunn for Fox in the corner. And it's a second try for Peter Fox this afternoon. 27 minutes gone in the second half. Great ball play from the Dons. Move to the left. It was Abdul to Pascal Dunn. Dunn gets it to Fox. And Fox isn't going to miss a chance like that in the corner. And it's now Doncaster 30, Bradford 50.
It is, as I've been mentioning all afternoon, the spirit and the character of this Doncaster team. But that was excellent rugby league. Great vision, great awareness, good ball movement. And as Peter Fox, the experience, what he's got, you give him half a chance and the finisher what he is, then he's going to put the 4 points on the ball. But as I just mentioned, as the ball was coming across the field, Danny Addy came in with a shoulder charge there. And, well, as we all know, officials don't seem to pick up on these things. But, yeah, great player by Doncaster. And, again, just showing that spirit and character, Matt.
A couple short on the line. Keswick at dummy half. Goes round the back for Abdul. Abdul dropped it onto the boot. Great kick.
Oh, yes.
It's a try for Doncaster and Mike Kelly. And Doncaster will not lie down in this game. 5 minutes left here at the Keepmore. Mike Kelly with the try off the kick from Jordan Abdul, and it's now Doncaster 36, Bradford Bulls 50.
It is, it's great pressure again from Doncaster. As you mentioned, they've not given up all game. And I say Jordan Abdul, quality player, what he is at times. It's a great little kick through, and Mike Kelly is just reward for chasing up there. And well,
They've just announced Jordan Abdul in the ground, but it was definitely Kelly.
Kelly. Yeah, and say Abdul put the kick in there, but tell you what, Paul Cook will be saying, why haven't we been playing like this all season? But outstanding. As I've mentioned it once, I've mentioned it a dozen times so far this afternoon, it's great spirit and character from Doncaster. Here, and the score sheet in this second half, if he kicks this, it's 22 apiece in this second half, Matt.
Yeah.
22 apiece.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
34-16 at half-time, 22 second half. What great play by Doncaster.
You're listening to Doncaster, Championship Rugby Live, on Radio Yorkshire.
Paul, great performance from your boys today.
Yeah, in attack. Unfortunately, the 50% of the game is defence, and we conceded too many, but you know, we've, for a team which over the last 10 weeks has scored on average 12 points, to score 38, was it, against a team like Bradford is obviously a step in the right direction for us. But we've got some areas to fix up of concern indeed. We'll endeavour to work hard and fix them areas.
Matt Groh in the team this week came on and gave you a lot of direction.
Yeah, he gives us a bit of punch, a bit of size, a bit of football in him. Talks a lot. That, along with obviously Ben Reynolds and Jordan Abdul in the halves, his first game for the club, Jordan, and just gave us a little bit more direction and plays at the line. And you know, we troubled Bradford today. You know, without really looking like winning the game. You know, apart from early in the game where it was locked nil, and then we was down by four or six. We didn't really trouble them as far as winning the game, but we made some positive steps with some individuals within the group, and they won't be the last to come into our team either.
Not wanting to drop you in it, but there were a few frustrating calls in the first half, weren't there?
Yeah, I thought the forward pass that they missed before Ferguson's first try. You know, then Liam Wellham's injured and he calls time straight back on, and Liam's nowhere near in position. And, you know, not that he has to let him get in position, but the boys all just broke his nose. It'd be nice if the referee could give him, you know, 20 seconds to run 40 metres to get back into position where Ferguson scores his first try. And yeah, a couple of frustrating ones, but they're leaving themselves out over the season, I'm sure.
Came out big in that second half, got 8 points behind you. Do you think, here we go?
Yeah, and even when we almost scored in the corner on the bell there, we felt like if we'd scored that and got to within six, we could pinch something out of the game. I thought we always looked threatening. You know, when we came out, we completed well, and then, you know, we gave a try away and a penalty away and then a try away on the back of it, and we didn't see the ball for 5 minutes, and then game's gone then. So what was pleasing is the effort of the players and the way they stuck in there, and it's certainly a step in the right direction for this club.
You're listening to Bradford Bulls Championship Rugby Live on Radio Yorkshire.
Jimmy, your thoughts on that?
I thought we were poor. I thought we were tired as well. But that's probably a result of me. This week I pushed them really hard at training. You know, maybe a little bit too hard, but I thought we needed to get it in. I just thought we were off our game today in every aspect.
Any positives to it?
We won. You know, and I thought Doncaster showed some real spark at times, nice and lively, and you know, I think it belies their position in the table. I think they, you know, look like a decent side with some good skills. But you know, the positives are we won, and we got out of jail a little bit there. But generally, I thought we were poor.
You said that any side coach by Paul Cook wouldn't lie down. The way they came back was outstanding.
Good side, yeah, good side, and we gave them good reason to do that. You know, we coughed up too much ball. There were some silly penalties. We were flat. You know, our D was. We try and pride ourselves on our defence, so it was pretty poor today. And you know, there'll have been the fatigue element in that, but it's still disappointing.
Steve Crossley, I think he did.
Yeah, he did okay. He received a pass off Adam O'Brien in the first half around his ankles, and I think that just tweaks his hamstring a little bit. But he should be all right. And you know, I've asked him to play. I would put him on there for a little bit longer, as regards his game time that he'd been getting, and he did a decent job, as did Dan Fleming.
Jean-Philippe Bale came off, didn't he?
Yeah.
How was he?
Bang on his quad. Hopefully it's just a dead leg. But like I said, we'll reassess that tomorrow.
Turned a positive Dale Ferguson, particularly first half, a couple of cracking.
It's just good, yeah. No, it's good to see him back, injury free, and you know, he's a good player. He just needed that run of games, and that's what he's getting.
Championship Rugby on Radio Yorkshire.